College of the Redwoods has announced it is seeking input from students, faculty, and the greater community on its effort to rebrand the school's mascot, the Corsair, something the school president says lacks local relevance and carries a problematic history. In the fall of 2024, College of the Redwoods formed a mascot task force and invited suggestions from students, faculty, and staff. Submissions are currently being evaluated based on cultural sensitivity, local significance, and alignment with the school's mission. For more, we spoke with CR President Dr. Keith Flamer.
Almost 9 months ago, a community member and a student came to me and lodged a complaint or let their voice be known of what the Corsair stands for and how that they wanted us to look at whether the Corsair, as a pirate who was involved in slaving and slavery, if that reflects the values of the institution as we move forward. Right. And so we started this effort 9 months ago prior to the November election. And so we asked the question of whether Corsair does indeed reflect who CR is moving forward, but also does it reflect the values, but also the location of which we operate. For example, we are on Talawa land, Yurok land, and Wiat land. And so whether Corsair is reflects exactly where we are in this particular community. So that was really the impetus of the conversation and really the surveys.
While the school is still actively gathering feedback, three finalists have emerged, with the Wolf standing out as a leading option, especially among CR athletes. Notably, the Wolf was submitted as a mascot suggestion by the Wiat Tribal Council, whose ancestral lands include the Eureka campus and surrounding areas.
So a few months ago, we had a task force who narrowed down, after lots of input and conversation, narrowed it down to three particular names. A Kraken, which I understand is a brand in Seattle in terms of soccer team. The Kraken, the Condor, because Condors does indeed reflect the symbol for the Yurok tribe, but also the Wolves, because that does also reflect the land in which the Eureka campus is located. There was a wolf house on this campus in Wiat legend that we wanted to honor. But also I wanted to go back a little bit and say that this effort was not to dishonor the history of Corsairs in part of CR, and not to dishonor the community who values the history of CR and the name Corsair itself. So it was not to dishonor the history of it. It's just to ask questions on whether it's appropriate as we move forward as an institution.
The CR Board of Trustees recently postponed final approval of the new mascot during its April 1st meeting, citing the need for more time to gather input. An online questionnaire is currently being circulated to collect feedback from students, faculty, staff, and the public.
Certainly. So we did send a survey out to the community, faculty and staff and students on April 4th. And we put a deadline of May 4th just to get people to submit some ideas. And that particular end date was to coincide with the end of the semester. Because I know that once after that first week of May, students and faculty are focused on just getting ready for finals, writing those last tests and putting in those final grades. So we wanted to coincide with the end of the semester. And as we move forward, what we want to do is take more time to assimilate all the information and not rush forward to give a recommendation to the board yet, because we really want to talk it through to see what's best for the college and what's best for the community itself. So I don't have an end date of when all this process will be done. I want to make sure that we have lots of conversation and understand the consequences, the pros and cons of moving forward.
As for how the school plans to integrate the new symbolism, Dr. Flamer says it's simpler than you might think.
Yeah, so actually it wouldn't affect us that much because we very rarely use the word Corsair on uniforms or in writing of any sort, right? And so it would just be a new branding that we would implement. So we really don't use Corsairs now. We use CR for the tree and all of our athletic information, but also branding in terms of the whole institution. So we usually use Call College of the Redwoods or just plain Redwoods. So very little branding that has to be done. We did a calculation the other day and found out that if we were to change from Corsairs to anything else, it would cost about $500 to make that branding change. Because as we know, most things that are done these days are electronic. So that's easy to transition. But I'm also conscious that making that transition isn't about money. It's about honoring people and honoring the thoughts and the history of this particular area. So I'm not in any rush to upset the apple cart, if you will, but I am concerned that CR is not linked to historically and historical problematic branding, but we look forward to what CR is all about moving forward.
College of the Redwoods has already embraced tribal partnerships, something evident the moment you step on campus, where visitors are greeted in Salatluk, the Wiyot language. The college's main campus resides on unceded Wiyot land, and Dr. Flamer emphasized that CR is committed to continuing its collaboration around cultural education and inclusion.
Where there'll be ample opportunity to collaborate with the Wiyot tribe, but also Yurok and Talua, right? Because all of our sites are on land that was appropriated from them, right? And so we want to honor that history. So we will always work with our tribes, our tribal partners to move forward. There'll be other opportunities. For example, we're looking at naming opportunities for buildings and rooms. So those things are important to us.
Sharing his final thoughts, President Flamer encourages a thoughtful and inclusive decision-making process and reiterated that the school will continue to seek input from employees and students.
Again, I want to make sure that everyone understands that asking the question and engaging in the conversation about branding of the institution is not a way to erase the history of Corsairs. But it's just to simply ask the hard question is what does College of the Redwoods want to be associated with as we move forward in today's society and as we continue to educate our future students as well.
College of the Redwoods has launched a public comment portal open until May 4th, where community members can submit feedback on their proposed rebranding. You can find a link to that portal on our website, kmut.org.